cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
Well, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Program, a show which stands for love, levity, and liberty for we the people around the world, because hey, after all, love is the greatest power everywhere, and laughter's the best medicine, especially covering serious topics and all matters ancient, current, and quantum, right? Absolutely. It's a mantra our mascot, the Blink Buddha, he fully subscribes to it as he fires red pills from his 9mm and smiling. He's wearing a massive blinged out precious metals necklace, gold and silver, with a digital asset token hanging from it. I am your host, Brad Wozni. I'm grateful to you divine lions and lionesses for tuning in. I'm fortunate to become a Reiki master in 2015, and my soul's purpose is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story. With this stated, we have a really cool show here for you today. Coming back to the Sovereign Soul Program is independent candidate for Vermont Governor Kevin Hoyt, who has done amazing things. If you haven't seen our last shows, and he'll speak here in a second, amazing things for literally stopping child trafficking, stopping human slavery, and literally coming out with the RICO case with the DOJ in finding every government official from the municipal level to the state level in the state of Vermont with massive corruption involved in a RICO case. That's what they use to prosecute organized crime families. And this is organized crime that we're seeing that's coming out, all of this evidence, which Kevin has been so great in disclosing. He's had to be a candidate for governor in exile for a while because of the threats, because he's literally helping tear down these criminal activities and return the sovereignty to Vermonters. He and his family have been in Vermont since the 1600s, pretty much, I think, the Mayflower landed then. And Kevin joins us now because of amazing events that are taking place around the world. He is now a Huna master. So Kevin, welcome from Reiki to Huna. Mahalo. Many blessings, my friend. We've got some really cool stuff to cover.
From deer hunter to psychic deer hunter Huna.
Right.
In a couple of years of that, this is all very new stuff to me. As you know, Brad, right? I was a regular guy. And I say that all the time because I'm an average person, just like everybody watching this show. And I think everybody has that power to step up and do something. Now, you talk about RICO, illegal matching EINs and fraudulent PPP loans. And we've all been racketeered on a major level. But that's I'm going to call it the smaller stuff. Massive election fraud, all these crazy things that are not small by any means, but that's the smaller stuff. I'm going to say that's typical greed and corruption that I guess humans are really guilty of, right? But then on top of that, we have some really dark, deep, evil, I think, things that are happening. And that's when we get into the human trafficking, the pedophilia, and so many different connections, not only with politics, but the schools, higher education, colleges. It's a big deal. That's kind of where my passion lies. I mean, I'm following that. And as you said, I've been in exile now for a long time. I've been calling out judges and senators by name, which I don't think is probably the safest or smartest thing to do for most people. But that's my play.
Yeah.
Right. And again, you guys have seen me take the evidence to them. But today we're going to talk, I guess, spiritual. We're going to go into the spiritual realm a little bit, maybe the esoteric. Then we're going to talk about tachyon energy, which is free energy in this grid system, and you got some amazing overlays to show your viewers.
Yep.
So I'm excited.
Definitely, mate. Definitely. I mean, you've sent some incredible pictures. They're up on the thumbnail for the show, ladies and gentlemen. We will show some of those pictures with you toward the latter part of the show, because it's really important you understand. So many people don't know what tachyon energy is, mm-hmm. and if it hasn't been disclosed on Star Trek, then people have no idea, right, Kevin?
Right. Basically, that's it. And it's funny because even, you know, the experts, right, the experts in the field, a lot of scientists will try to deny tachyon energy, that it doesn't exist. And at the same time, those same scientists use tachyon energy in all of their hypotheses and theories as well. So this is very real. You know what tachyon is, Brad? I mean, basically, it's manifestation, right? Our positive power of thought form. Mm-hmm. Moving faster than the speed of light, right?
That's pretty cool. It's a great way to say it, Kevin, because as everybody can read here on the article, unless they're listening to the podcast, not watching the broadcast, tachyon particles travel faster than light, and time travel could be real for tachyons as they travel backwards through time, which is, I mean, that's another rabbit hole to explore for another show, a couple of other shows. But here's the thing, you know, we've seen tachyon information published for a while, Kevin. Here it's still up on Amazon, Tachyon Energy, A New Paradigm in Holistic Healing, from November 22nd, 1999.
So we're all too busy dancing to Prince. We didn't know that, I guess, right?
And right. And speaking of the spiritual and the esoteric that you brought up, my friend, you know, I'll read it for our viewers and our listeners' benefit. The first paragraph of this book says, Wagner and Cousins, these are the authors, Wagner and Cousins demonstrate a tachyon theory that unveils the delicate weave of spirit, kundalini, health, physics, and biology as a subtle dance of traditional healing. This book explains, in the author's words and case studies, the breakthrough holistic healing energy called tachyon energy. Excuse me, healing technology called tachyon energy. Benefits include rapid healing, at least a partial reversal of the energy of the aging process. Well, there we go. Maybe that's moving back in time. I just don't want to be Benjamin Button, you know, moving back in time, right? And de-aging, you know,
right.
We can grow wiser. And one last point on this, Kevin, I think this is really, really fascinating. We were talking about this earlier before the show kicked off, and we got the Nick Sylvester forgot about joining the show. Shout out to Nick.
Me and Dad today, right? We'll have to pick on him. Best time to talk about.
Busy being a single dad. I don't know. No, we're just riffing with him. Here we are, zero point energy demystified. We have heard many times, what is zero point energy? What is free energy? We've heard about ion engines. NASA came out 3 years ago, finally revealing in parentheses, because it's like the F-117 stealth they used in the very first Gulf War and Desert Storm. Hey, we have this technology. Well, if they're disclosing it to us now, what do you think they have 20, 30, 50 years in advance to that, right? And now we're talking about tachyon energy. What have you felt that it was? What has been your upswing, Kevin, in your processing, going from, like you say, I was just a normal deer hunter. Now I'm a psychic deer hunter.
There's so many different things connected to this. To start with, the spiritual link, I think, is very, very key. We're talking about, again, Huna Flash, ancient Lemuria, you know, ancient cultural beliefs that have been destroyed. They've been wiping off the map. Again, cultural locations. Some people say stargates, these portals, whatever they are, they've been under control for a long, long time. But I think tachyon energy, again, is manifestation. That's the power. And it's always easier to show it in reverse. I'm fat. I'm ugly. It doesn't work for me. I'm not going to get the job. All these, when you say these things, our words are very important. Our beliefs are even more important. When you put that out there, when you feel that, when you believe that, it's exactly what you get back. I think we're in a giant matrix. Okay, let's look at this as a giant advanced video game, but it's so advanced that we get to predict the future. We get to make the future with our thoughts, and that is manifestation. So when we're talking about tachyon energy, again, the pictures that we're going to show, a lot of rainbow clouds and really weird, beautiful, unique things. I think that's us. I think that is tachyon energy, and it's from the time period that we're in right now, and it's the people of the world thinking positive. We're uniting, we're coming together, and now we're seeing it. You actually get to see it. So I think it's more than free power. I think it's, again, it's about frequency. I think it's a healing energy along with the free power, just like that article you were talking about. This is Nikola Tesla before Tesla coils. And in my research, I went back and looked, and they said originally I heard the original generators of tachyon energy were pyramids, right? Now, in further research, I don't think that's quite the case. I don't think they're generators. I think they're amplifiers. And we've got these pyramids all over the world. They're set up on ley lines and dragon lines. We just haven't used them in a long time. But I think that is our free energy and free power source. And it's that original good energy grid of the planet itself, right? We are all made of energy. We all have energy, even a tree or a dog or all these things, right? The planet has its own energy. And that's what we're talking about with Tachyon Energy. We are realizing for the first time in a long time what this is. And I think we're bringing it all together. So I think that's, again, it's the pyramids are able to bring in this ancient knowledge that, again, we're remembering more than learning, right? And I think that's how we open up our consciousness. You know, we had our cosmic crew meeting, our cosmic truth tour there. The idea behind that was, I believe we're activated two basic ways. I think we're all ascending. We're all waking up. We're all starting to see and discern the truth. Yeah. But I think if you go to these sacred locations, you know, these stargates all over the world, and most of us in that truth tour, yourself included, have been to these places. So I think that activates us. Likewise, we activate the grid, which wakes everybody else up at the same time. So the other way to be activated is, I think, literally just listening to crazy stories from crazy guys like us. And for the first time in history, we've been able to do it. Yeah. Couldn't talk about UFOs or Bigfoot or tachyon energy without being laughed at and ridiculed, at least until now. And what I'm amazed with, we got to pull up some of those pictures, because these are super rare phenomenon, and they'll give you a scientific explanation that I'm not buying at all, but super rare phenomenon that they're not so rare. I put up a picture of these things, and you know, it's just like the ships. We're seeing cloud ships, I'm going to call them, really weird looking clouds. A lot of people think they're UFOs. I'm getting a dozen a day just from Vermont State, where people are seeing these in our skies, along with these rainbow clouds and all these weird things. And we're talking about it, we're sharing. So I think that's how we learn. I don't know what I'm talking about. I hope nobody listens to me. I'm a deer hunter.
You're so well spoken. It's like you're reading from a script. It's really incredible. And we'll definitely get into those photos in a moment. What I'd like to share with people, because you know, there's certain people that have progressed thus far, and they understand, oh, well, I know what a ley line is, and I know what a cosmic stargate is, right? Outside of the movies. And again, if you haven't heard of Tachyon before and it wasn't in Star Trek or Star Wars, maybe this is brand new for you. That's why we show you the fundamental basis, because what we're about to unveil to you, some of these images and these pictures, which Kevin is so eloquently speaking about, folks, you have to understand, why is it now in our visible spectrum? But we can see this, right? If you go back to one of those people that deal with the eyes, what's the name of those doctors? Ophthalmologists, right? Almost. Not an oncologist, an ophthalmologist, right? They have a visual spectrum chart. And I remember when I was doing my vision test for the Royal Military College to become a member of the Royal Canadian Air Force so I could fly the F-18s, which the dream got shot down. They also did a visual acuity test in terms of color patterns, you know, the blue, the green, the yellow, the red, and whatnot, right? And everybody knows, my audience, I failed the 20/20 vision test, so I couldn't go and fly F-18s. And they said, do you want to be an engineer and be a mechanic to fix them? I'm like, hell no. I spent all my childhood preparing for this or the movies, right? So I went off into the Army because we couldn't afford the NYU film school thing, the backup plan. Well, here's the thing, folks. Understand, on a visual spectrum, our human eyes, we are limited to at least 1/5 of the entire vibrational spectrum that can be seen by other elements. For example, animals, cats can see better at night. Just giving you an example right there. This phone, this iPhone, you know, there is a spectrum where it emits different radio frequencies, and those are light frequencies that can actually be seen, because if they can be seen, they're measured. And if they're measured, then that allows these antennas from Bluetooth, which is a different frequency, to Wi-Fi and whatnot. So it's really important that we're establishing this foundation for those who are waking up, or they're being educated first before we go to these incredible images from around the world. And I also want to tap into ley lines. So Mother Earth, Pachamama, as I spend a lot of time with the native indigenous cultures down in Peru, and did the wonderful pilgrimage from Cusco, Peru to Machu Picchu, go through Ollantaytambo, another wonderful pyramids, and Lake Titicaca, and understand what Kevin also referenced is, in the indigenous cultures, whether it's North America and around the world, they have all spoken about the energy of Mother Earth, the energy of animals, the energy of the cosmos and the cosmic alignment. So we have star people from the Navajo, right, all the way up through the Ojibwe, which go from northern Vermont up into northern Ontario and parts of Quebec, which is known now, all through their cultures, all the way back to the Bhagavad Gita, written 22,000 years ago, about the Earth frequential signals that she emits. And Tesla in the Colorado Rockies at Pikes Peak at 14,000 feet set up his Tesla energy coils. And those, as Kevin, you heard, said he believes there were amplifiers. And what was he doing when he got shut down by Westinghouse and John Pierpont Morgan, who is the guy who co-founded JP Morgan Chase, right? They shut it down because Tesla was harnessing the free energy of the Earth and the Earth's atmosphere. So we have heaven and Earth combined right now. And in that combination, he has allowed us to use these free energy coils. And just recently, massive exposure and disclosure has come out that in the United Kingdom right now, in the last 2 weeks, Tesla energy coils have been erected.
I've seen them in the US.
We don't see that on BBC. We don't see that on mainstream news, but everybody is going around showing this. In Russia, it's happening. In other countries around the world. Why? What do we think that's coming? That's something we can certainly speculate about, the quote-unquote energy crisis that has been manufactured as well as supply chain. The key thing, folks, is to understand Mama Earth has ley lines. Ley lines equal meridians in a person's body. What does the traditional Chinese medical doctor do, a TCM? They work with you to open up the meridians, the energy meridians of your body in acupuncture so that you can allow those to go if they're blocked. Well, here's what we're about to see, which I think is a wonderful segue now, Kevin, to get to the photos. When certain vibrational frequencies and certain things have been done to unlock the blocks, we are now seeing this shift, which
is you say, before you show the pictures, Brad, these are the beams.
There we are.
Didn't you say there was something with the vibration as well? Isn't tachyon have a zero vibration? Is that what you were saying?
It has zero frequency. It's the only particle that quantum physicists have been able to state. There is zero frequency. So everything has a vibrational frequency in what they've been stating, Kevin, is tachyons are faster than light particles and also have the ability to travel backwards through time. So there's something really marvelous here, you know, and I'm just a former, you know, Army Reserve guy. Right. And Kevin's a kind of deer hunter guy.
He's
going, wow, we're putting this marriage together and all of our experience in the spiritual realms and the work that we do, energy healing, both on Earth, on animals, on plants, and on people, and going, well, this is what we feel is happening, right? And giving you a communication, some science.
And here it is. Look at that picture. If anybody knows what that is, you can tell this deer hunter, because I'm not sure. Right. I'm not afraid to say I don't know what these things are. We just discovered another pyramid, a flat top pyramid in Vermont State, which is where they did the human sacrifice. It's a hole in the middle of it. It's under the control of the U.S. government through the emergency broadcast system. Interesting in that shot. You see the rainbow too, right?
See the rainbow on this beach. And look at the arcs of light coming. It's either coming down into or coming out of, you know.
Well, this pyramid that I'm talking about in Manchester, Vermont, we have a Roman Catholic monastery, a monk monastery, and I've got a great picture. I didn't send it to you a similar energy beam coming out of the middle of that monastery. It's pretty unique. And again, not only the emergency warning system is involved there, but the physicist that owns all this, and we're talking thousands of acres of restricted land, nobody can get on, that directly tied back into the Manhattan Project, which again, you're talking time travel again, right?
Time travel in different realms,
There's a hydroelectric, there's a hidden lake up there, and they generate an immense amount of power for all 8,000 acres or whatever it is. And I'm not even sure if it's from hydro anymore. We talked with Kate Raines and all these other people, and I'm wondering if they have some sort of an arc or something there that they're utilizing. And before I shut up, one last thing I wanted to mention is the ley lines in your body that you mentioned. A great source for that is a young lady named Ireland Clark. Ireland is down in Florida. She's a bright, bubbly, beautiful blonde. So she's not hard to watch or look at either. It's almost that over the top, crazy, happy though. She's a great soul. And she describes this and explains these ley lines, not only for the Earth, but your individual bodies in great detail. So it's a good search for anybody who's looking. Isn't that incredible? Look at that picture.
Incredible. And this one you sent over is from Africa, the South Africa.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. And actually some people can see a dragon in that picture.
Yeah, absolutely. One. You can see the head just kind of up toward the top right-hand corner. I'm just verifying your base screen. I mean, it's just incredible.
What I saw.
A normal cloud. Have you seen?
Yeah, no, that's not normal. And what I saw instantly in this is, again, the ascension ladder. Looks like a DNA strand. You can all see it.
Wow. Beautiful.
That's the first thing I thought of. And absolutely gorgeous. This one's crazy.
Excuse me. Yeah. So where was this one taken? Was that Virginia?
No, that was Kansas.
This is Kansas.
Yeah. And again, if anybody can explain that to me, I don't know. That is a wild picture. That's one of my favorites, actually. And again, it's not Photoshop. There's actually a program. I don't know if people knew this, but you can put this into a program to see if there's any, you know, imagery changes or Photoshop. And this is a legitimate photo. Wow. And I should know too, all these people that are sending these photos to me, they're friends of mine. They're people, they're real people on the ground, boots on the ground, taking it with their camera. So we were going right directly to the source. I think that's important. And they don't know what they are either. They're just capturing these images and experiences and sharing them, which is
like a big jelly ball there. You know, and I've been fortunate to see the Aurora Borealis many times up in Northern Canada. And then when I was up in the Arctic for a trip with and living with the indigenous, the Inuit up there, which was amazing, amazing.
Right.
And I've never seen anything like this, you know, in all of my experience. The Aurora Borealis is obviously absolutely gorgeous too. But here, this is Northern Canada. I believe I remember seeing this wintertime. And you don't see sun flares like this. I've never seen sun flares like this. You know? It's just remarkable. Remarkable. I mean, you know, if it kind of reminds me of the story they taught in the Bible of, you know, the three wise men are going to follow the star. I mean, if there was one to follow, I would do this one.
Yeah, right. That's a pretty good one.
Excuse me. Right. Yeah. And where was this one here?
This is Virginia.
Virginia.
Wow. Just, I mean, it is spectacular, spectacular. Yeah. And if you look, there's some shapes in that cloud right in the center. I see some circles. I see some images. And this, again, goes right back.
You're right. There is a perfect part of a sphere.
That for me.
Behind there. I didn't even notice that.
That is too solid of an edge.
What?
Clouds usually do not.
There's no way. What?
I know.
That is a sphere.
Super rare phenomena. And if you're listening to the experts on this, the paid propaganda government experts, they're talking about, you know, it's got to be super, super high cirrus clouds that makes hexagon crystals that are super long. And the sun's got to be, it's a certain longitude and latitude, and the sun's got to be at a certain height and blah, blah, blah. We've already disproven that theory just from the locations, because they said it has to happen between this longitude and latitude. We're having it happening all over the world. Again, that's not crazy. Just the United States, but all over the world, these things are happening. That's a great
point. In our very limited sniper training, I've had one of the things you talk about is looking at the refraction of shadows in light. All right. So I want to draw everybody, now that I'm very focused on this image and we're speaking about it, draw everybody's example here. You can kind of see here, I'll zoom in a moment, is where you have this, looks like a studio light bulb, just white light emanating. And you would think that that's the primary light source. Well, here, look at this down in the corner. Oh, shite. Pardon me. I'm still getting used to running this program, right? You know, let me just kind of zoom in on the corner. Here we go. Look at the bottom right-hand corner. Notice what's emanating from here. There's normal light particles. Your shadow either does one of two things. It gets lighter or it gets brighter, depending on the origin and the source of light. Why is it in the heavens you have at least two separate sources of light completely separate of each other?
Right.
This is fascinating, man.
No, that was a great observation to pick up. I saw the same thing.
And the sphere, now I can't help not see it. Now I think I see another sphere, a second one above it.
I do.
You do too. It almost looks like the Death Star in a way. Remember?
I absolutely remember.
That is another sphere, dude. What?
I know. It's a crazy... It's an absolutely crazy picture, and people can't explain it, right? And that's why I'm interested in it, and that's why we're sharing it with the public. And just look at it. Anybody who thinks that's bad, I don't know. I can look at it and say, That's God. That's white light. That's a crystalline light. And that's a beautiful thing that's telling me we're in for good things coming, right?
I mean, if that is a sham, they did a great job. But I mean, it doesn't resonate that it is. It feels really beautiful. And right. And this one, you took this one from
Bennington. Right. This is from Bennington, Vermont. And this one is, again, people will argue back and forth because we've seen chembos, a chemical rainbow, right, from the chemtrails that they were spraying. I don't believe this is a chemball. If you look again, you can see the chemtrails in the background there, and that's why that was there. Another interesting thing that I want to mention, and when we get to the rainbow clouds, we'll note it too, is the colors of the chakra. They're in reverse, but that is the chakra colors, right? Which leads right back to, I believe that's tachyon energy.
Yeah, pointing down, right? Reversing it for the body.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, amazing. These are some of the cloud chips that we mentioned before. Again, I've never seen a cloud like that. And another super rare phenomenon that is happening everywhere. I've seen them. Again, a lot of times this will happen over mountain ranges. I forgot what they call the name of those stacked clouds. But we've got them over the ocean. There's no mountains in the ocean. We've got them in Iowa. I've been to Iowa. Pretty flat. Right. So, again, not believing their explanations. Absolutely beautiful, though. Look at it.
Totally. And, you know, right after the Canadian Freedom Convoy in April, Janina posted the video to her channel. There were some guys up in where I went to high school, just north of Toronto before farm country. And they were videoing these clouds forming. And this is flat South Central Ontario. And we're videotaping it, and they were moving. It was remarkable.
Well, one or two might be something. I have hundreds of those lit up. I'm going to call them ships.
People are posting it all over. I think they're trying to take all these down, you know, because all of the information is coming out, you know, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine works. Oops, excuse me, COVID misinformation. Hey, look, rainbow clouds. Oops, excuse me. You're not a scientist. Independent fact checker says that, you know, you made this, I don't know.
Right. Really? Yeah. This, again, the last one that we watched of the ship that came from Ireland, which is another connection for me and a lot of other truthers.
Glastonbury stones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're back in right now. We're back in Virginia. This is West Virginia. And this is called a rainbow cloud. You know, we should know too, some of these terms, that one that we could see the spiral.
Right.
It's called a rainbow bridge, which for me, again, bridge. We got all these keywords and connections, you know.
Straight out of the movie Thor, you know. Is Thor coming from Asgard, right? And they're just going to land here? Like, man, just recuperate. Go over this. They're fascinating. They're so
It's funny you bring that up, too, because Thor, when you look at, again, Greek mythology, will have the same characters in different parts of the world. They have different names, and Thor's a good one. Guy with the hammer, right? Blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows. Lightning bolts, the whole bat, right? That's the Greek version. But in Scandinavia, Norway, Finland, whatever, they got the same guy. And I forgot the name. I should know that. But it's the same guy. It's the same character. And I believe these were, again, whether they're aliens or star seeds or who knows. But I think they traveled all over the world back then, but people didn't. So the people in Ireland didn't really know what was going on in Greece, right? There's not a lot of, you got to go by boat. And
Egypt, they have the Ankh. You know, everybody has their certain thing. We've got the Ankh bracelet. You know, I have in my film that I wrote, in that script, you know, you use the Ankh. And you've got, well done. These symbols and whatnot. And I think this is just a wonderful way to drive this home. Here is a screenshot of this guy. I think this was Twitter or Instagram. And he says he's a chief meteorologist, Mike Collier at KJRH. And look what he says. Beam me up, Scotty. Thanks, Jordan Graham, for this cool lightning pick. Yeah. If you're a meteorologist and you just posted publicly and stated this is lightning, have you ever seen what electrical current does? Does not travel in a straight line.
Right. But look, you can at this. See lightning in the bottom of it, actually.
Yeah, he screenshotted it.
Right.
And we've all seen that lightning in the clouds is more prominent and brighter there before it hits the earth, unless it hits something that explodes. This is the reverse. There's more energy in this image that he posted that's coming from Earth going up to the clouds. I mean,
I think that's actually the way it's going too. I believe this is Earth generated and
like
it's
like her cracking open. Like we see in volcanoes, you know, like it comes forward, it's unleashing all these cosmic forces, you know, in Terra and allowing her to get out. It's just incredible. And it's beautiful. The fact that you see lightning coming out of or going down to with these beautiful colors of a shaft of light, it's like, if you don't believe that there's at least an infinite being that helped create creation, call that infinite being God, whoever, man, you know, wow.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. And then final social proof. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I was going to say, and again, if it's coming from the ground up, where's it coming from? That's being generated by either us or by the planet Earth itself, period, right?
Pachamama, yeah.
This is beautiful. Where's this one out of? Pittsburgh, PA.
Right.
Good deer hunt there.
It looks like it was just a few weeks ago, the summer. Yeah.
Right. And what that looks almost like a normal lightning bolt to me, with the exception of the ball on top of that. But likewise, here you
Well, you have the shaft. Beam, right? You don't have a shaft around normal lightning. Look, we've got the shaft.
Right.
coming down, like it's the symbology here is remarkable.
Well, I wonder again, if we're generating energy from Earth up, is that attracting the energy from the cloud? So this is the lightning bolt coming down to meet it, right? I don't know. I'm guessing when I put this
stuff on. You know, from the cosmos in the Aquarian age that we've entered now, with our position in the solar system, things are moving up faster in the solar system. We've been hearing that from many of the scientists and the astrologists, the ones that have been kicked out of, you know, NASA or debunked by the mainstream, which is really interesting. And so also with the Schumann resonance of Earth and how she's just upticked recently, how can you not think then you have higher voltage, higher frequency, that you're going to not get these amazing phenomena happening, right? So cool, dude. So
amazing is an understatement. And again, everybody watching, Brad doesn't know what this is. I don't know what this is either. These are our, a hypothesis. These are theories that we have that I didn't get from anybody else. I mean, I guess I did from other people from these, again, the book from 1999. This has been around for a long time. We're just now realizing it and starting to talk about it. But I think it's going to lead to the future in a huge way. You know, the problem with free energy, and we should discuss this too, because what happens is tomorrow we, you know, again, flick the switch, the proverbial switch, and we all get free energy. Well, not only would that be awesome for the world, but the reverse end is we just eliminated 96% of all jobs are energy related, right? So it's great. Everybody gets free energy, but we literally just totally blew apart the world economy. But I think it goes back to what's right and what's wrong. You shouldn't have to pay to live. And we've been trapped in this game, right? We've all been slaves. You've heard all the different scenarios. So I think that has to be, again, if we wipe out the world's economy, what replaces it? Something is going to have to replace it. And to be honest, I think it's recreation and leisure.
Yeah, I want to learn how to ski. Leisure and follow your passion, you know, and that's where it was in Lemuria, and that's where it was in Atlantis, and also on so many other benevolent worlds and so many other systems, Kevin, and you're right to that point. People shouldn't have a fear of saying, well, free energy comes in, you lose a job. Well, guess what? You know, when this happens, not an if, when this happens, you will be in a new world. We will be in a beautiful, benevolent world where you don't have to go and say, I'm going to be a roughneck and I'm going to leave my family for 2 of 4 weeks a month in order to get paid up to $200,000 annually. But I'm going to put myself on the line as one of the top 10 most dangerous jobs to put that food on the table and maybe have a nicer home, right? And to have all of that stuff around me. No longer. What did you want to do before you were a roughneck? Maybe you just wanted to be the next Van Gogh, right? And just chill out in board shorts all day. Well, this is the world that's waiting for us. And the sooner that we move forward and take down this evil, this galactic evil that has been present here for eons and eons and in different dimensions, by raising our consciousness and by having these conversations and by sharing this information and waking people up and having them do their part too and stand up in that same way, the sooner that world is here.
Yeah. And it, most people can't conceive of it. I mean, what we're talking about, honestly, everybody's all excited about Jisara and Jisara and all these things coming, you know, but again, let's make everybody millionaires, right? Well, then who's going to work? Who's going to do stuff, right? But you get to use your, I don't think we can conceive of this world, the world of plenty, right? Where people aren't starving and we're not at war, right? The earth, Tracy Jaco talked about, the earth could be a giant garden. It could be. I don't think it'd even take that long if we just took care of it, right? And again, I don't think you're going to have to worry about food and housing and money and all these things once that wealth distribution happens and this all comes to light. And it's going to just be about doing the right thing. You know, I'm going to help my people because it's the right thing to do. Yep. If I got food and this guy doesn't have food, I'm going to give him food. And that's the same. That's how I know we're going to be all right, too, through all of this. I can speak for Vermonters especially, but all over the world, people are great at helping other people.
Yeah. Well, you've been all over the world, 25 years career in television and having your own Future of Hunting TV show. And you turned down a eight-figure, that's tens of millions of dollars, an eight-figure contract with a certain network in order to have your own show.
Say NBC. I don't have a problem saying NBC.
That's up for you to say. In order to fight the child trafficking and the corruption.
I did.
At the massive levels, and now here you are, right? And so this is really key for everybody to know that this is a spiritual war that we are all warriors of light in, sharing this information, doing our part to get it out, to get people awake, and to go point out the bad actors, the nasties as well. So that helps wake people up. Kevin, thank you so much, man. Where can people find
you? I want to go back to that contract too, though, because you brought it up and I want to mention it. This was one of the scariest times in my life. I was trying to make national broadcasts. We picked the biggest, hardest standards, which was NBC Sports. I hired a production company who we went through all these hoops and rings and bells and whistles. We did everything. We were accepted by NBC Sports. And then I was on the phone with an exec. And again, we got into conflict about doing the right thing. And I literally, this was so scary and a pivotal point in my life because I finally made it to where I wanted to be. And then I didn't like the attitude out of NBC. And he said, well, you're never going to see this on NBC Sports. And I said, I don't think I want to be on NBC Sports anymore. So I risked it all, everything that I've worked for. Of course, I hung up with NBC and I had to call my production company who wanted to choke me, right? But everything after that worked out. When we went to the other networks, it wasn't just another guy with another show. It was Kevin Hoyt from NBC. So it worked as giant leverage and we got great deals. And by doing the right thing, even when it's scary sometimes, I call it walking with God. You're rewarded. It comes back to you over and over. And it's as simple as doing the right thing, is helping, warning, you know, and the service of others, I think is very important. We're out of time, Brad. I appreciate you. This was a great show, man.
And where can people find you? On the Give, Send, Go link, we'll put down in the description here.
Yeah, we got Fighting for Our Freedoms. If you want to keep this crazy train rolling, I could sure use it. It's expensive to do what we do. That's another big red pill. And again, just for information, that's what I'm really after is your voice. If you want documents and evidence to take to your officials and to stand up for yourself and your friends and neighbors, you can find Kevin Hoy on Facebook, Telegram, Rumble, and lots of other great shows. Like the Sovereign Soul.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much. Many blessings to you. Have yourself a wonderful day. Good luck on your other show, man. Cheers. Right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody, I want to tell you about the all-natural quantum wellness products that are used, that it helps reverse the nasty effects of those toxic arm thingies. You get it, right, Sommer? This is Roots. So here's the thing. It also dramatically heals your gut. It skyrockets creativity and it boosts mental focus. I've been using it for 8 months and an incredible amount of insight has come into it.
When you go to therootbrands.com/soul, use the code SOUL and you'll get $15 off applied to shipping of your next order. It also increases your biosphere. As a Reiki master, I can tell you that the vibrational uplift of these products is second to none. So here's the thing, they also have zero in product. This is what rapidly boosts consciousness with intention and decalcifies the pineal gland. What's so good about that? It also gives you incredible amounts of focus without caffeine. This is all natural. When you go to therootbrands.com/soul, use the code SOUL, you also get a new code for you and you can set up your own distributor business. In fact, around the world, there are laid off benevolent healers, healthcare heroes, parents, and now tier one special operators no longer being deployed who have worked their careers to be benevolent and serve the greater good of humanity. Well, some of those are people are making big chunks of money every single month by sharing these all natural products with people. And we're seeing amazing reviews. I mean, even with the Gimme Back My Youth product, which is all natural, there's women claiming their wrinkles have disappeared in just 5 to 7 days. And they look 25 years younger. This is all natural. All of that and more when you visit rootbrands.com/soul. Use the code SOUL and you get $15 off applied to the shipping of your second order. By the way, when you add Roots Prime shipping, it often ships within just 2 business days to over 50 countries on the planet. And this makes it easy. You set it once, it sends to you every single month. Of course, you can cancel at any time, but when you see and feel the amazing effects of the world's first quantum consciousness, nootropic, and natural detoxifier, then why would you want to? In fact, I just had 3 separate guests on my show, from a psychic to a director, from the UK and Ireland, all the way across North America to a best-selling author. All 3 of these amazing humans are using Roots, and they cannot say enough about its incredible virtues and how it's affected them and made positive impressions on their life and in their biosphere and their ethereal light bodies. So this includes removing the deadly graphene oxide and the heavy metals. Clean slate is one of those from the system. You know what I mean here. You know, if you know, you know, right? Health is wealth. Right? And doctors agree, shedding is a thing. We've seen that from Dr. Martin, Dr. Thorpe, Dr. Christian Northrup, Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Ariana Love. There are so many medical studies now showing that the shedding from people who have got it, even onto the people that are purebloods, those purebloods are being affected. So the Roots products, the Trinity Plus Pack, is one of the most amazing all-natural products that not only protects your body, but anything you've come into contact with, it'll shed and remove it from you with grace and ease. As a major reinsurance CEO in the United States recently declared in his Nuremberg deposition, his company has seen a 5,000% increase in mortality of their policyholders in the past year. So to help combat shedding, you order the Trinity Pack Plus. It comes with the clean slate, all right, which is drops that you just put under your mouth, a few a day. You'll find the protocol there, as well as one of these zero-in tablets that give you incredible clarity, creativity, and tap into higher levels of consciousness, which your soul is craving for. And this also helps protect your loved ones naturally, so you detoxify your body while amplifying your day with incredible energy and laser-like focus. Who doesn't want that, right? That's exactly what we have right now. So join tens of thousands of people around the globe now enjoying their best life because of these incredible American-made all-natural health products, which heal the body and massively boost the consciousness of each soul. You go to therootbrands.com/soul, add Roots Prime to it, use the code SOUL at checkout, and you'll get $15 off applied to the shipping of your second order, and they'll send you a link that you can use, if you choose, to have your own distribution business to generate massive amounts, potentially, of monthly recurring income. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.